What's going on, everybody? You're listening to the Fortress Focus Minute presented by the Function versus Fiction podcast. We released a little snippet last week, and we just want to kind of circle back around, let you guys know what's going on and what the point of this little segment is. We feel like we can get a lot more done in a 5-minute segment to kind of let people know kind of one-off things that might be going on, questions, cool things. I know we have a broad aspect of training and mentality with that, and a broad set of interests. I know one of my things on the side is ham radio, but I know that ties in definitely with a lot of the combatives and the Recondo training that you do out there, John, and you kind of bringing it all to life to give people a little bit more information than they otherwise would have in a short, digestible time span. What do you think?
Yeah, we're kind of adding that. I don't know, you ever seen that? The picture I get in my mind is when you take like a terrarium or something and you start doing that thing where you throw a bunch of rocks in there. They're different size rocks. Then you start throwing the sand in it and it starts to fill up spaces. And, you know, then you throw liquid in there and it takes up even more spaces. That's like really a lot of what we're trying to do. You know, each one of those rocks is one major area. One rock could be communication. One rock might be specific hand-to-hand skills. Another one might be the jujitsu. Another one might be the firearms handling, and even specific firearms types of handling. And then you start throwing in that sand. It's like, okay, how do these things connect one to another? And you throw that little bit of water, that last bit of fluid in there, just ties, gels everything together. And that's kind of, I think, a lot of what we're trying to do is, how do we gel these worlds together that we can develop numerous skills, throw those all into our little aquarium, and still not have lots of holes or spaces from one skill to the next.
Right. I completely can relate to that. That's been a metaphor I've heard a lot too. And yeah, how else? You have to start with a certain, there's a methodology, and we're trying to tell you guys out there that there's a methodology to actually learning across all platforms, even if something as ridiculous as, you know, how you read, how you learn another language, how you read books and stuff like that. You know, John and I were both big sci-fi comic book geeks here and there too. We catch the movies and whatnot too. So we'll be bringing some of that stuff up, a little bit more of his entertainment, but make no mistake, there will be some meat to that reasoning, and there will be discussion of the function over the fiction. Believe me, we promise you, we will tie it all together in a nice pretty bow, just like John had mentioned it. But John, talk to me. This weekend, as we're recording this, you got something going on there at the Fortress grounds.
Yeah, women's personal protection in the home. We're going to be doing that here this Saturday and Sunday. That's a 2-day course. Generally, the traditional NRA format is a 1-day course. It's about a 9-hour class, and they kind of do like the what I call the storybook reading time, where an NRA instructor kind of sits there in front of the class and reads the book at you, and half right. The students are fighting to stay awake. I think that's why most NRA classes provide coffee, is so that the students aren't falling asleep. I don't know.
5-hour energy. Yeah, yeah.
But I actually require all the students to read the material before class, so that when they come in, when we start discussing it, the material isn't new. They've already looked at it. They've had a chance to chew on it. They can start putting like real questions together that are going to be meaningful. Makes for good discussion time. We dedicate the second day entirely to range training. It's our handgun 101. Plus a little extra that's dedicated to the indoor fighting activities. And on top of that, we do bleed control, which is never a part of any of these courses. So right, how do you handle a tourniquet, battle bandage, control bleeding, some major first aid in the home if these kind of situations go in the wrong direction. So there's a lot of material that we offer in this 2-day course, and nobody's doing this out there. Nobody. Yeah, so
nobody.
We're really hopeful we can reach more with this.
Right on. And this is why we bring this to you, because, you know, it's kind of hard to fill an entire podcast, a 30-minute podcast, with this stuff, and we just want to hit you with the basic points. But with the methodology that we use, we feel that that's more important here at Fortress, is that it's not we teach you, you do, and then you go out and do it. There's a little bit more to that. It's not just in a regurgitation. There's an actual learning process, people, that we try and portray. And there's a lot of the classes that we've done out there that isn't, we tell you to do it because this is the best way. It is a way. You need to find your own way. But there are some basics, and there is a methodology there to this madness, John. I know we've talked about it for a long time. So final thought before we get out of here.
Final thought, you know, show up before everything blow up.
Man, you are a genius when it comes to these one-liners. So thanks again for everybody listening. This has been a Fortress Focus Minute. We come at you pretty shortly with a few more. So thanks again for tuning in. Peace.